This is Northern Sky Talk, giving you a northern perspective on the night sky.
Years of the 19th century, that this world was being watched keenly and closely by intelligences greater than man's and yet as mortal as his own, that as men busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacency, men went to and fro over this globe about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their empire over matter. No one gave a thought to the older worlds of space as sources of human danger, or thought of them only to dismiss the idea of life upon them as impossible or improbable. At most, terrestrial men fancied there may be other men upon Mars, perhaps inferior to themselves and ready to welcome a missionary enterprise. Yet, across the gulf of space, minds that are to our minds as ours are to those of the beasts that perish, intellects vast and cool and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes and slowly and surely drew their plans against us. The immediate pressure of necessity has brightened their intellects, enlarged their powers, and hardened their hearts.
The War of the Worlds, by H. G. Wells, Book 1, The Coming of the Martians.
Broadcasting to you from Europe. Bandwidth for this podcast is kindly provided by Auke Slotegraf, the creator of the regular Southern Sky Talk. Unlike in the Southern Hemisphere, Mars is placed favorably in the northern sky. In Warsaw, Poland, it rises before 8 p.m. and at midnight it can already reach an altitude of at least 35 degrees above the horizon. On the 1st of November, its visible size will have exceeded 12 arc seconds, and its brightness will reach a negative magnitude 0.6. Around mid-November, Mars will start moving backwards among the stars on its way to opposition, which will take place on the 24th of December. On the night of October 27th to 28th, the moon will cover the Pleiades, as seen from Warsaw in Poland and many other parts of Europe. 3 minutes past midnight, the first of the named Pleiades, Celino, will disappear behind the sunlit limb. Almost an hour later, they will start reappearing from behind the dark side. In Cape Town, the viewing angle will be different, and the moon will simply miss the Pleiades, merely passing by this beautiful open cluster. Nonetheless, it is always worth examining the surface of the moon in search of interesting features. It is far too easily forgotten that the moon is a world on its own, with its rocks, hills and valleys revealed by light and shadows. October, two bright comets graced the northern sky. On the 24th of October, comet 17P Holmes made history, brightening from magnitude 17 to magnitude 3. In a matter of hours, it was transformed from an obscure object to a memorable comet, easily visible even in large cities suffering from severe light pollution. To the naked eye, it appears like an additional star in Perseus. In a telescope, that star turns into a yellow disk with a glow slightly off-center and a greenish fringe visible even under heavy moonlight. It is currently 2.4 AU from the Sun and, unlike close bright comets, it won't move a great deal among stars. Throughout the first half of November, it can be found between the stars Lambda and Alpha Persei. According to John Bortle, the sudden brightening of comet Holmes may have been caused by a crushing collapse of a honeycomb structure developed in some region of its nucleus, and not by impact or fragmentation.
Each of us has a name given by the mountain. Each of us has a name given by the sky. Each of us has a name given by our longing. Each of us has a name.
As of late October, Saturn won't rise until 1 a.m., but towards the end of November, it will already be visible low over the eastern horizon around 11 p.m. Galileo was deeply troubled to see the rings of Saturn as artifacts resembling handles or human ears, but even a 4-inch telescope reveals them as a ring fully detached from the planet. It is one thing to see the rings in colorful photos, but seeing them live in an eyepiece as something real in the sky has a much greater impact on our perception. Since Saturn exited solar conjunction way back in late August, its visibility is going to improve over the following months.